Revelation chapter 2. The seven messages to the churches. Write this to the angel of the church in Ephesus. Thus says the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, and who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your difficulties, and your patient suffering. I know you cannot tolerate evildoers, but have tested those who call themselves apostles, and have proved them to be liars. You have persevered and have suffered for my name without losing heart. Nevertheless, I have this complaint against you. You have lost your first love. Remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do what you used to do before. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. This I will do unless you repent. Yet it is in your favor that you hate the doings of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To the victor I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in God's paradise. Write this to the angel of the church in Smyrna. Thus says the first and the last, he who was dead and returned to life. I know your trials and your poverty. You are rich indeed. I know how you are slandered by those who pretend to be Jews but are not, for they are in fact the synagogue of Satan. The devil will throw some of you into prison to test you, and there will be 10 days of trials. Remain faithful, even to death, and I will give you the crown of life. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. The victor has nothing to fear from the second death. Write this to the angel of the church in Pergamum. Thus says the one who has the sharp, double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan's throne is, but you cling firmly to my name. You have not renounced me, not even in the days when Antipas, my faithful witness, was killed in your place, where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few complaints against you. Some among you hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak how to make the Israelites stumble by eating food sacrificed to idols and committing adultery. Also among you, some follow the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore, repent. If not, I will come to you soon to attack these people with the sword of my mouth. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To the victor I will give the hidden manna, and I will also give a white stone with a new name written on it, which no one knows except the one who receives it. Write this to the angel of the church in Thyatira. Thus says the Son of God, whose eyes are like flames of fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your works, your love, faith, service, patient endurance, and your later works, greater than the first. Nevertheless, I have a complaint against you. You tolerate your Jezebel, this woman who calls herself a prophetess and is deceiving my servants. She teaches them prostitution and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent, but she is unwilling to leave her prostitution. So I am going to throw her onto a bed and inflict severe trials on her partners in adultery until they repent of their evil. I will strike her children dead, and all the churches will know that I am he who probes the heart and mind. I will give each of you what your conduct deserves. Listen to me now, the rest of you in Thyatira. You do not hold with this teaching, and have not learned the secrets, as they are called, which are in fact those of Satan. So I have no cause to reproach you. Only hold on to what you have until I come. To the victor who keeps to my ways to the end, I will give power over the nations, to rule them with an iron rod and shatter them like earthen pots. He will be like me, who received this power from my Father. Moreover, I will give him the morning star. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.